Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Manager Joe Hetrick-Anstett. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too shabby. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
Doing well and doing a lot of data entry and catching up, I'm betting.
Yes. We had our Overbrook Fair last week over here in Osage County, and I was out of the office all week doing that, so it's been playing catch up on emails and getting state fair entries put in for this week.
All right. So an agent's work is never done, but tell us a little bit about the Overbrook Fair. How did that go?
It went really well. It was a really hot week last week, but all of our kiddos and animals stuck it out, and we put on some really good livestock shows. We had a lot of really good foods that were up there that the kids had baked, and some art projects and sewing. There was such a good variety up there this year. These kids worked hard all year long, and we couldn't have been prouder of them. We had really good livestock shows. Some of them went pretty late into the night because we had so many animals, which is always a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of fun watching the kids during the day play with each other, interact and run around and have a lot of fun, all ages playing together. It's just a lot of fun to see.
It's probably nice to see some of the older kids mentoring the younger ones as well, trying to bring them along in the traditions and everything that happens with 4-H.
It's great to see those older ones really interact with those younger ones. They help them with the peewee showmanship. They let them show their animals and help them out there in the ring, kind of giving them that base knowledge that they're going to need when they get to be 4-H age.
Oh, yeah. Any special moments that really stick out for you?
Well, every year, our 4-H ambassadors over here put on pancakes and games with ambassadors one morning for 2 hours. And so they go into the show arena, we make pancakes, and we have all of the sugary toppings you could want, whipped cream, chocolate chips, sprinkles, syrup. The kids eat, and then they go in the show arena, and they play all sorts of games for 2 hours. The parachute and balls, they play tag, we had bubbles, games that they were just making up on the fly. And it's really good just to see those older kids really mentor and feed into those younger kids and give those younger kids something to look up to and just create those memories.
And probably throw off a little bit of that older person dignity and go out and have fun, too.
Yes, definitely.
Winners list, anybody that really sticks out as far as ribbons and everything else like that? What was the overall turnout for entries and things?
We had pretty decent turnout. Our livestock numbers were a little down this year, but I think that's just across the board. Numbers are down. But the livestock that we had out there and the exhibits that we had out there were very quality, and our 4-H'ers worked really hard. They had lots of really good shows, lots of really good competition, especially in the showmanship classes. They can get pretty competitive, and the kids go out there and they work hard, and it shows, and we just love it.
Outstanding. I love seeing all that stuff. And now you're getting some of them ready for the state fair.
Correct, yes. We're taking state fair entries and we're getting those entered, and we'll be taking those out to Hutchinson next month, and we've got quite a list of kids taking stuff to state fair, so we're really proud of the hard work that these kids have put in, and now they get to go show it off to the rest of the state.
Oh, yeah. Going to do this area proud, I'll bet. Anything in particular you're really looking forward to out there?
I love just going out and seeing the different projects that everybody makes throughout the state, and seeing some of our project winners, some of their photography sometimes gets picked to go up into the K-State President's office or to be housed out at Rock Springs for the year. And it's really great to see that those things are out there just kind of promoting our area of the state.
Excellent. Any deadlines we need to be aware of for folks that want to get things turned in?
For Overbrook Osage County Fair, they have until tomorrow to get me their entries. Everybody else in the district should have already had theirs in by yesterday, so we can get those in by our deadline, and then we'll be ready to start bringing them into the office. All the non-food exhibits need to be into the office by August 25th, and the food entries need to be in by September 6th so that we can get them out there on the 7th.
Sounds like a winner. We'll be keeping our fingers crossed and waiting for some updates with a lot of good news.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks a bunch, and I hope you have a really good week and a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.